Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States of America, rightly said, no nation, that includes you, America, could preserve its freedoms in the midst of continual warfare. Y'all understand this? You know this warfare that we're enduring on a daily basis, coming from those that are within, not from without, from our said representative limited government, operating through our delegated authorities, not... Isn't it interesting what James Madison said? No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. Who's creating the warfare? Who's creating the crisis? The same ones that are creating the order out of the crisis that they create. And here we are. So this is what we're going to be talking about. Over the last couple of days, I have been spending a lot of time exposing the fraudsters, the propagandists, the revisionists, trying to tell you that our forefathers were a bunch of Satanists and Illuminati, when in fact none of it's true. I've been doing that because people asked me to clarify the situation because I knew otherwise, and why they would sit there and want to propagandize the people and revise it, and why a bunch of people in the United States of America would want to go ahead and parrot that nonsense, I have no idea. I mean, as if to suggest the greatest nation under heaven in the history of mankind was founded by a bunch of Satanists. Okay, that's what I've been talking about over the last 3 days. So, with that said, I've got a lot of catching up to do concerning the contents in highlighting the crimes that are being committed against you by your said representative government. And no, I'm not an insurrectionist. I'm totally for the law. I'm totally for the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm sick of those that have, under fiend pretenses, been doing their best to portray to themselves and you that they're somehow serving the interests of the American people when in fact the opposite is true on so many different levels. And again, this is what I'm going to highlight in just a couple minutes here. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to the top of that page and subscribe to SOL Radio Live, where you can watch us at any given time. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, you can. Let me say that again. If you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5. The only mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. Why? Because there's no name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus, Acts 4:12. He's the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. And then I think about Paul, the man responsible for penning under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, two-thirds of the New Testament, when he said, follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. So I hope I painted that picture accurately for you. And I can refer over to Andrew Jackson, the president, the seventh president of the United States of America, when he said that our republic is premised on the Bible in the Constitution. Okay, so with that said, friends, again, we've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours, and I want to begin as quickly as possible. As you well know, I don't know how many different ways to say this, because this is the truth of the matter, and you all the well know it's the truth of the matter. It is your federal government committing the act of treason, along with your said governors throughout the United States, the good guys especially, those that are declaring to you that they're the American heroes and they're standing up for your rights and saying, we want to defend our borders, when in fact they're not defending our borders by deporting the illegals. They're importing, and I'm talking about Abbott. I'm talking about Ron DeSantis. They're not deporting them, friends. They're importing them, and that includes every state within our union that brings these people in here illegally. It's an act of treason. If you'd like to look out federal code, you can do that. That federal code is 1824. Go to Cornwall Law, and you will find out exactly what I'm talking about. You can also check out Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Both federal and state governments are committing the act of treason against the American people by alluring these illegals to come into your country. Oh, and folks, I want to tell you this. Everything that the Lord warned us of concerning what's happening today is exactly what's happening. And when I had forewarned probably about a year ago that we're going into the seven times worse judgment, I'm telling you, we're here. And I want to tell you why. Because the people fail to keep the commandments of the Lord, because they fail to love the Lord thy God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, Matthew 22:37. And they have failed to love their brothers as themselves, and standing up for the right in the face of God on the behalf of their brethren. Okay? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments, 1 John 5:2. Just so you can understand the heart of what I'm saying even now. So let's do this. Let me bring you over to Texas right now, and I want to show you the moment when the Texas National Guard became overran by migrants rioting to get across the border here in El Paso today. Why are they being encouraged to riot against our military? Don't forget, friends, our military, our grandpas and our dads and our uncles and our brothers and our cousins and our friends across the street are under attack. Their lives are being endangered while state and federal governments are illegally alluring these criminals into America. I want you to pay attention to the fact that every single one of these individuals are military-aged men that are attacking our National Guard on the border in Texas. Go ahead and check this out, folks. All military-aged men, pay attention. All military-aged men. All military-aged men riding with our National Guard across the border. Who's alluring them into America? Why are they trying to break into America, friends? Because your federal and your state government is stealing your tax dollars and alluring these criminals into America. And when I say criminals, friends, when they cross that border illegal, that is the definition of a transgressor. Definition equals what? Criminal. Check it out, Webster's 1828. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. Friends, I got one question. You need to answer it. Who's creating the warfare? More than your said representative government. Nobody is. Why? Because they're not upholding the law. See, friends, and I've said this, and I'll say it again, we don't need more laws. Men in this country are sick and tired of the government's 10,000 policies, which are undermining constitutional law. They want God's 10 commandments. Well, if the truth is what you claim that you proclaim in the sense of you're advocating for, well, then guess what? You're going to have to do more than just talk about it or hide behind prayer in the process of doing it, because you can pray all that you want to, but with faith without works is dead, just like the body is dead without the spirit, James 2:14-26. So let's go over to this, friends. I just want to show you the fruit of your said representative government, both on the state and federal levels, as to what they're drawing into your states through something they call sanctuary city. So they're trying to normalize removing the law and normalizing the crime by calling them sanctuary cities, and instead of being principled enough upholding the law that keeps us free, they want to play your emotions and say, you know what, someone's got to look out for them. We need to create a sanctuary city. Well, hey, folks, I want to put this into perspective for you. If you do this going into any other country, namely on the southern border, Mexico, you go to jail for a couple years and you'll get large fines. But over here, they just break through our military. They limit our military so they can break through our military, so they can break into the borders. And what are they doing when they get here? Well, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Also wanted to get you to realize, friends, that they're military-aged men. They're military-aged men. This isn't like a Trojan horse. It's not like they're doing this thing in a dark corner anymore, folks. It's happening right in front of your faces. I also want to, again, make reference to the treasonous acts of federal government. Check this out. This is the American Military News. They just highlighted that over 200,000 deported cases, okay, dismissed under Biden due to paperwork failure. Americans, You can't blame anybody for what you're tolerating here. And for some reason or another, you've been told that, well, Joe Biden could go ahead and do whatever he needs to do over the next how many months now. You know, we know he's guilty of treason, but we got to just vote him out. Well, who's got control of the vote, friends? The mainstream media, right? How many times has voter fraud been exposed, and yet you keep going back to the same method? What do? They control the vote. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting, said Stalin. And just think, his offspring, these little devils from hell, these little minions, John 8:44, well, they're playing off the same card as old Joseph Stalin taught them. And it's exactly what's happening here, friends. It's exactly what's happening here. When a representative commits a crime, the smallest of crimes, misdemeanors, you are to impeach him on the spot. That's including the President of the United States. That's including the Supreme Court. That's including anybody in the executive branch, in the judicial branch. Friends, it doesn't matter. Anybody in occupation or anybody occupying office in civil government, they're held accountable to the crimes that they commit by the people, but it's the people that have to bring it to them in a lawful manner. Article 2, Section 4. And so, again, I just want to make clear that we all understand that, no, you don't have to sit back and let Joe Biden continuously destroy the country. Well, if that's how you think that this all works, friends, that's exactly why you're being destroyed. You're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And it's exactly what's happening. He's doing whatever you let him get away with. And it's exactly what he's doing. And it's not, again, just him. It's all of these in this alliance of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18, that are leveraging everything against you to upend who we are as a people under God. Again, I just want to make clear we all understand what we're saying. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 200,000 deportation cases dismissed under Biden due to paperwork failure. Really? Because of a paperwork failure, they want you to believe, friends, that all those that were going to be deported, those 200,000, are bad. They can stay. Okay, well, next time a crime's committed against you or you're accused of a crime by the federal or state government, you do the same thing and you tell me how it turns out for you. Do you see this, friends? It's one-sided. And why is it one-sided? Again, because the American people believe somehow or another that they have a right to do the things that they're doing. Well, let's move forward. What are these illegals doing when they're getting here? Just exactly what I told you they were going to do. And I want to tell you, and you go ahead and hold this in any court, and in the face of any American, if I see any of our people being violated by an illegal, I will lawfully deal with him. I promise you I will lawfully deal with them. I am not going to stand back and allow these people to come over here and assault our women or assault our police or assault our military on the streets in this country. I'm just not going to have any of it, friends. I think people in this country, you know, love is the fulfilling of the law. You do understand that there's good Samaritan laws in this country, right? You do understand what that entails, right? That means if my brother has a need of help from me, I step in to help him. The law requires it. Why? Because my actions of love are fulfilling that law and protecting my brother. But again, look at this, friends. Three illegal aliens accused of grabbing woman off of Florida sidewalk, sexually assaulting her. How come this doesn't apply to Joe Biden's wife? How come this doesn't apply to Joe Biden's family? Oh, no, they've got all the protection in the world, friends, from all of these illegals that they're alluring in. See, all of this applies to me and you, but it doesn't apply to them. I got a question for you. At this stage, in the present, concerning the state of the nation, is it time for you to begin to listen to what the Lord said in Amos 4? I've done all these things that you might return unto me, but you still haven't returned unto me. It gets to the point where the Lord says, no more, drop the plumb line, prepare to meet your God. You're being overran, Americans, for the very purpose that you can no longer stand up and resist or kick back concerning what's happening here. This is how they're doing it. This is exactly how they're doing it, okay? And if they had all the support that they wanted you to believe that they had, why do they need the illegals to come into Americans? I mean, think, would you? Look at, they're attacking our women, right? In Florida. Hey, guys out in Florida, got a question for you. Not in every given situation, but where are the men? My goodness. We're the men to put the fear of God in anybody touches their women, their wives, their mothers, their grandmas, their aunts, their daughters. My goodness, friends, how far America is falling. Here's another one for you. You ready for this? Hey, folks, One American News just reported Haitian migrant charged with raping a 15-year-old girl. Isn't this what they're doing in Europe? Yeah. And you know what's crazy about all this? I just want to make clear, friends, that you know the whole story. In the process of them drawing these illegals in that are assailing us, I want you to understand that your said representatives are doing everything in their power today to disarm you before these enemies. I want to make clear. I'm getting fleeced by so many different emails right now from Gun Owners of America, from other outlets that are telling us that they're doing everything in their power right now to upend our Second Amendment. Hey, folks, the Second Amendment was set for the very purpose of what you're dealing with today in a tyrannical sense. That was the whole purpose the forefathers gave us, the Second Amendment. This is the whole purpose. The American people need to understand to tell their said representatives, no more, you're done. We're impeaching you. We're prosecuting you. We're holding our representative limited governments independently. We are holding you accountable. Until that message is sent, nothing is going to change. What did Patrick Henry say? He said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and our interests. Is that what's happening? That's exactly what's happening. So much so now, friends, that they think that they have a right to commit the act of treason, to bring in a bunch of military-aged illegals into our country and to begin to assault our women on the streets. You gonna have this, friends? Hey, men, I know you're far and few between, but are you gonna stand back and allow this to happen in your country? It starts with you. How emboldened have they become? Oh, my goodness, friends. They are totally being emboldened. You already know treasonous Joe Biden is already doing business with the Mexican cartel and driving these criminals into America, right? Threatening the lives of the people that if you don't go into America, we will disembowel you. We played that piece a month and a half ago. Oh, just wait, because what's happening now is we have squatters trying to find homes that are being rented or empty homes. And then what's happening, friends, is the people that own the homes come back and kick them out. Guess who they're putting in jail? It's not the illegals.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. news update. ISIS claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. Five gunmen shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Disturbing video posted online showing the five gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons as other people are screaming and running for cover. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby telling reporters,
"There is no indication at this time that Ukrainians were involved in the shooting."
Now, the Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show. The five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack 2 weeks ago. Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, I'm just getting some thoughts here, and I just wanted to kind of give you a little understanding. Isn't it interesting, folks, how they use ISIS at any given time? Same thing with Al-Qaeda. Isn't it interesting how they just never decimate everything about them from the face of the earth? No, it's a CIA operation. Just so you all understand this. They're there to destabilize, is what they are. I want to go back to... I remember watching a documentary in the Middle East about Al-Qaeda, and the people that were being asked about Al-Qaeda is they accused the CIA of accusing it, and they said it didn't exist. I have, with my own eyes, and I've heard with my own ears, missionaries talking about how they seen over in the Middle East, in a church service, the CIA handing over weapons to what they call ISIS. Or Al-Qaeda. Okay, they're the ones keeping this alive. These are the modern-day brown shirts is what they are. Okay? And John Stockton, former CIA, said the CIA's purpose is to destabilize. And so when you see this kind of stuff, it's amazing to me how it always happens just in time. Let me give you this straight from British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook of Inner Services Intelligence. This is what he said on record. Okay? This is coming from the inside out, friends, not me. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed, intelligent officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. I mean, that's all you have to do is ask anybody that's been to Iraq, anybody that's been to Afghanistan. They'll tell you it's not at all what they sold to them before they got there. They'll also let you know that they didn't know the truth of the matter until they got to that of Afghanistan or Iraq. A lot of these whistleblowers, when they came back, told the American people exactly what it was about, but the people didn't want to hear it. Why? Because back at home, they were the ones justifying the war, standing behind George W. Bush. Oh, you remember that guy? Yeah. And I'm not going to divert from our topics today, friends, but I'm just shooting from the hip because this is live radio. Quit drinking in the Kool-Aid, Americans. Who does this all work for, this unified alliance? What are they trying to do? Create a new world order. That means giving central control over a small group of people over the rest of our lives. How do they do that? Out of chaos, we create a new order. Out of chaos, I didn't say that. Daddy Bush said it over 202 times. And guess who his daddy was? Prescott Bush. And guess who Prescott Bush was, friends? He was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Go online, cross-check everything I said. If I'm in error, call me up, and I'll let you go ahead and shred me down. Because it's easy information to access. Let's get back to what we were talking about earlier. By the way, during the break, I went over and I appended the federal law to that of on the Rumble feed over there. And it's treason. And it is Title 8, 1324. So these are big crimes being committed against the people. And it's the people that are in ginormous numbers that are tolerating the few. My goodness, folks, if you've never seen Bug's Life, you really got to go see Bug's Life. And no joke. Why? Because there is some important messaging going on in that kids movie back in the 90s. Remember when Flick was going after Hopper? And Hopper had his hard guys going after Flick and the rest of the colonies, the ants? Remember what happened when Flick finally stood up against Hopper? It scared Hopper. So what did they do? They tried to make him an example. But what happened is it encouraged the people to see, wait a second, why are we allowing them to do the things that they're doing to us when we're the ones that hold the power? That's how they won. That's what our forefathers taught us under God. Again, I want to do my best in setting some people free that are willing to listen to the truth and live out the truth. But if you don't want to, that's okay too, because you're just helping dig the hole to your own demise and your children's demise as well and your grandchildren's demise. And you can say this is harsh all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is the crimes that are being committed against the American people are much more harsh, and they must be dealt with. Okay, what we've been talking about during the first and the second segment is the illegals that are being allured in here. They're military-age men. I showed you a video of where these military-age men are overrunning our National Guard, our family members, on the southern border, namely in El Paso, Texas. Okay? And then they're coming into America because Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, just happened to forget the paperwork in deporting the 200,000 criminals that were here, so they all get to stay now. Oh, oops, saith he, and the American people let him do it. Okay, so the oops falls back on you for allowing it. Okay, we didn't stop there. Then I took it another step, and then I highlighted the fact that they're assaulting our children. They're assaulting our women. They're assaulting our elderly. They're assaulting our college students. They're assaulting our police. Okay? Have they been deterred? Nope, not at all. Man, you just seen the video, you know, 20 minutes ago, didn't you? They're not deterred. They're encouraged. Why? Because they're paid to be here. And you're paying for it. Okay? You guys heard of squatters, right? I'm going to show this one to you, too, as well. You know what squatters are? Squatters are those that these illegals are coming into America because when they go to New York and they get their $10,000 cards from the government that you paid for, when they run out, they go over to these housings, these houses where they're housed for up to 30 days. But after 30 days, they then begin to roam the streets and commit crimes against the people. Now, it doesn't stop there because as the Lord said, your houses and your wives will be given over to them as well. That's where we're at right now. You think that's out there? Oh, no, it's not out there. It's happening right now. And I tried to tell you this a couple years ago as to what was happening in Europe, but nobody wanted to believe me then neither. Just like so many other topics, until it comes to their front door, then do they listen, at least for a moment. And now we're here again. Sad to say. Yep, it is sad to say. Folks, these people are coming over here, and they're now beginning to figure out how they can find homes that are for rent so they can break into the homes and stay in there for nothing. They're looking for people that are selling homes so they can go in there and break into their homes. And you know what you have the conservatives telling you? You know what? They're coming in here. These squatters, these illegals are going into the homes. And then when the cops are called by the people that own the homes, the cops come and arrest the homeowners. Hey, guys, really? This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. That's called breaking and entering. Someone breaks into your property, you have every right in the world to remove them. Okay? I don't know where these people, and they never, ever encourage the people. They never exhibit, they never lay out there through their example any courage whatsoever. It's just them hiding behind a microphone and telling you all the bad news and just throwing their hands up and saying, there's nothing we can do about none of this. Look what they're doing to us. Yeah, hey, dummy, you're paying for it. You're going to work all day long. And because you lack courage, you coward, guess what you're doing? You're inviting them to do this. You're inviting them to commit crimes against you. The law is on your side. By the way, the law is on our side as well when it comes to these illegals being here. And for the crimes that are being committed by these illegals, according to 1324, 8 U.S. Code, federal law, it's those that are drawing these illegals into America that are responsible for the crimes that the illegals are committing. Did you know that? Nope. And guess what? They're not going to be held accountable unless you make sure that they hold them accountable. Let's go over to these squatters. I want to show you how afraid these illegals are now, okay? And I'll do my best to read as fast as I can. And to me, I got to say this with all discernment once again. It looks like a propaganda piece, but somehow or another, it's making its waves, its way throughout the social media platforms right now. It really feels like this kid is bought and paid for, but it's the point. There's some people that will listen to it, and they'll take counsel from their fears, the fear of man, which brings a snare. Not the fear of the Lord, of course. But again, the fact of the matter is, folks, the law's on your side. And I don't care. I don't care what the corrupt say. Common sense tells me I have a right to defend myself and my property, period. No one can usurp that. And if they do, it's tyrannical. Here we go. Check this guy out. He's an illegal. Telling all of his illegal buddies that are coming into America how they can do it, too.
He pensado invadir una casa en United States.
Look at him. Isn't he just frightening? He means what he says. He said, we are invading a house in the United States. I found out that there is a law, he said, that says that if a house is not inhabited, we can, illegals, seize it. Guys, here, he says. In the United States also applies the of, he said, land invasion, and I think that will be, he said, my next business invading abandoned houses, since I have looked, said he, for some codes with my friends, the Africans. I'll come right back. Isn't he scary? I mean, the kid's probably 2.5 feet tall. And he's got this bald head, and he is growling at the American people. Look what I'm going to do. My goodness. Where are those SEALs? Where are those brave, bold Americans? Is this a thing of the past or what? Embarrassing.
To protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty,
GCN, you can turn
enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, really quick, folks, I just need to address something on live chat real quick. Now, there's people that join, there's people that leave. It's all day long, it fluctuates. I just want to make sure that everybody understands my position, regardless of those that might be doing their best to incite somebody to commit a crime. That's not me at all. We are here for reformation. We're talking about the use of defending ourselves if need be. We're not talking about murdering anybody. We're talking about defending ourselves from those that are breaking the law, from those that are assaulting our families, to those that are breaking into our homes, okay? So I want to make clear, if you see anybody trying to poison the live chat with that nonsense where they're advocating for crime, keep in mind there's people that are always trying to put words into my mouth. Well, they're not going to do that here. And it's not me that's doing that. We, again, do everything lawfully according to the Word of God. But I do want to make clear on the other side of that, friends, which I said from the get-go in this new segment here, I will defend myself. I will defend my family. And I will say no to corruption. That's where I'm at. Why? Because I'm obeying the Word of God and I'm obeying the law. But I'm not advocating murdering anybody, digging holes for anybody. That's not what we're doing here. So I just want to make clear that everybody understands that. And if I continuously see a couple of these people trying to plant certain seeds into the minds and hearts of the people, you're going to be banned. I'm just telling you that right now. because we're not going to have none of your nonsense. And I see a couple of you right now are just doing your best to keep the live chat alive concerning what it is that you have to say. If it's not lawful, you're going to have a problem, just so you know, in all fairness. Let's get back to this kid. He's probably 2.5 feet tall. He's trying to scare Americans, saying, you know what, I am looking for codes now where we can go in and break into homes that are empty or for rent, and we can invade them and we can occupy them, and there's nothing that they can do about it. I want to keep going on here, and I want you to see this, how they're being encouraged. You do have to ask the question, friends, as to who, in fact, is encouraging these illegals to act out in such a fashion.
Que ya llevan.
Que va viven. About 7 houses he's already occupied, he said.
Casas expropiadas.
Look at how he's angry.
Dicho, papi,
you have to look for, he said, the return.
Y la vuelta ahorita
and the return right now is to invade house since we are not in.
Nos encontramos en situación.
So, hey, so Americans, I got a question for you. Just thinking about this. Why would illegals that are having such a hard time in their countries, why would their objective to be to come over onto the other side of the border and attack Americans and steal their property? Where do you suppose that's coming from? I mean, you got a president again, friends, that's doing business with the Mexican cartel driving these people over here. And you know it. This, by the way, this isn't nothing new. The Bushes were doing it. Clintons were doing it. Obama was doing it. You know this. I mean, remember, speaking of, and I was talking about bringing these people over here and doing business with these people. Do you remember when Eric Holder, the attorney general, and Barack Obama were busted gun running? Do you remember this? And then what Barack did is he went over to Mexico and he blamed the American people for the gun running that him and attorney general are doing. Isn't it interesting how they blamed you for it? Have you noticed that all of these attacks are always aimed at you, the American people? Have you noticed this? And look who's responsible for it. The said representatives. How long can you endure this, Americans? You have to answer that question. I can't answer it for you. Okay? Let's listen to the rest of this kid's nonsense. But I'm telling you again, friends, you have every right in the world to defend yourself. A street situation, and we have to not, he said, live in the street. He said, we don't have to live in the streets in America and not be a public burden. The law says that the abandoned houses deteriorated, and that is in bad condition, we can get and repair and live in. Okay, so if you think about it, he's talking about the broken down, desolate places, right? Well, that's what I'm gathering from this. And if we can sell it, he said, so in other words, we can occupy these homes, fix them up, and then sell them for credits with it. What do you say? Okay. Are you afraid of that? No, I'm aware of that. Maybe some of you guys need to notice that the rest of the American people and gun sales have been skyrocketing under Joe Biden. I don't know if you're aware of that. There's a reason for that. Maybe we need to do a video about that. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, but again, I'm not going to tolerate this. But I think also, while I'm listening to this, I'm thinking to myself again, why are they so encouraged to come here and attack the American people? That's something you need to ask yourselves, Americans. How far so? Well, here's another point. The Obama-appointed judge rules illegal immigrants can now carry guns in the U.S. How many times did I tell you that this was going to happen? This is a said judge. I don't care who they're appointed by. Two wings of the same bird. There is no difference. They're corrupt. They're working for special interest groups. They're attacking we the people at every given turn. We see this, especially the good guys, believe me. I told you this was going to happen. They were going to come over here and they were going to be mysteriously armed. Well, here you have a said judge that needs to be impeached saying that illegals, people that are here illegally, can carry guns in the United States of America. I just want to make clear that you heard this from Bradley years ago. And I don't believe that we've seen even an inkling of what's coming to this country. I want to highlight this, too. I think this is really important for everybody to see, because I know that there's a lot of people that are saying that Joe Biden, he's almost done. You know, he's the biggest loser, worst president in the history of America. All that's over with. Now we're going to come back to the same lies that we were told 4 years ago by Donald Trump, that he's now going to do everything he promised to do the second time around because he failed to do it the first time around. Hey, for those that don't think, can I think for you for a moment? If he would have drained the swamp, would there have been a Joe Biden? No, because he's a part of that swamp. Have any of these people been incarcerated for their crimes against we the people? All the while knowing that Joe Biden is guilty of treason, said Donald Trump. You got to ask yourself, if the Department of Justice was in his hands, why didn't Donald Trump prosecute Joe Biden for treason? Because he said he could do whatever he wanted with it. But why didn't he do it? No, as a matter of fact, he did the opposite. The night before he left office, he granted over 143 felons, federal prisoners, clemency. Donald Trump did. Obama did it too. Bush did it too. They're releasing criminals back onto the streets. They're doing the opposite of what they said. Here, just to prove the point, I want to show you this, and I want you to catch this, because this is going to infuriate a lot of people. You know, y'all know how Mayorkas, everything about him, by the way, is the Third Reich. Everything about him is a pedophile. Again, it's all over him. And that's why he was appointed, of course, because he's backwards. And he'll work against his own people, just like the Third Reich did under Adolf Hitler. That's what the Third Reich was. They were masculine sodomites. They were willing to do what other Germans were not willing to do. That's why they're stacking them with these sodomites. That's history. Just had Scott Lively on last week. He wrote a book called The Pink Swastika. Let's go back to Mayorkas, Alejandro. I thought he was supposed to be impeached. Notice how you always hear about how someone's going to get in trouble or how they're going to be impeached or how they're going to be prosecuted, and just a week or two later, you don't hear anything about it again. That shows you that they're all on the same team. But they're not being demoted. It's just like in Hollywood. For every step they take, there's another sacrifice required. That's exactly what they're doing. But how come Alejandro Mayorkas, how come he's not being impeached? Oh, that's right, because once the impeachment came, then there wasn't enough of people to sign on to it. I guess there wasn't enough people in federal government to say that, listen, we have a problem with all those illegals coming into our country. We're on the same team, say they. Action speaks a lot louder than words, and so does their inaction. He wasn't impeached. No, I want to show you something on the other side of the hour here. I got you for another hour. Did you know that Mayorkas, he wasn't prosecuted, he wasn't impeached. The Department of Homeland Security, Fatherland Security, you know, under Adolf Hitler, gets massive funding boost in House's newest spending bill. He wasn't being demoted, he was being promoted. And he just got a massive amount of funding to what? To continuously do the things that he's been doing and committing the act of treason. Oh, for those that didn't know, did you just see the $1.2 trillion bill they just passed? I said trillion-dollar bill. You know who's responsible for bringing that to the floor? America's newest savior, Mike Johnson. And I guess somehow or another, as the show goes on, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for the removal of Mike Johnson now. As the show goes on, Americans, how long can you continue this warfare before you have nothing left? Because you're well on your way to just that.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.